So speaking of above 80, the next scenario that we asked about was a second line scenario, and it was based on a case of an 81-year-old, otherwise healthy man who got Gem/Nab as a first-line therapy for metastatic disease and then has disease progression. We wanted to know what was second-line therapy. What we see in the audience was that the most common answer was NALIRI, although a fair number of people use FOLFOX in patients like this. In terms of the faculty, most use NALIRI, including yourself, and a couple people, again, use FOLFOX. Again, how do you think through this decision for second-line therapy in the patient who's got NAB-GEM up front?
Sure. I chose NALIRI primarily because, you know, we have a well-powered randomized trial showing that this is better than 5-FU alone. I think it was pointed out at our symposium correctly that the data for FOLFOX are mixed. That said, before the NALIRI data were available, I'd had quite a few patients treated with second-line FOLFOX who did much better than one would expect for a second-line oxaliplatin for a second-line pancreatic cancer patient, and that sways me a little bit. I think it's not an unreasonable regimen to give. That said, NALIRI has been quite tolerable. The data are reasonable. You don't have to worry about things like neuropathy, especially if someone got a fair bit of nab-paclitaxel in the first line. So I think the 5-FU NALIRI choice is a very reasonable one.
So we asked the faculty, tell us about the last patient who you gave second-line therapy to after getting first-line nab-gem. And interestingly, four of the six faculty, their last patient got NALIRI, including you. So kind of, you know, sort of, I don't know if you remember who your patient was, incidentally.
I do. I remember who I was thinking of. And he's one of those patients who did fairly well. He got Gem/Nab on a clinical trial with an investigational drug and then eventually progressed. Started to have a lot of problems like edema and neuropathy from the Gem/Nab combination. And so, you know, when he progressed, still having a little bit of residual neuropathy, it was a pretty easy decision to put him on the 5-FU NALIRI combination. And he's done quite nicely. He's had actually some response radiographically, has been feeling well, and has tolerated it quite nicely. So that's, I realize that that's not all patients, but that just happened to be the most recent one I'd had.